0 Tango Romeo in 0TR. My name's Tom. Good afternoon.
Good to talk to you again. It's been a while. This AD7LT. Name's Dan. Delta Alpha November. Just coming back from the Marietta Tire Store. It's actually not the tire store, but the sort of landscape and supply beside it, and the drop off of lawnmower, which they promptly inform me, it's a Husqvarna all-wheel drive, they promptly inform me that Husqvarna went out of the Pushmore business and shut down their plant and scrapped the molds for all the parts and wouldn't sell them to anybody, said this thing gonna be hard to prepare, so thank you, Husqvarna.
Well, we're going to have to work on that attitude, but I think that you got a good visualization of it, and it's a standard operating procedure nowadays, isn't it?
The thing about that is their stock in trade was these were built on a steel frame housing. They had some plastic parts on it, but I mean, it's a commercial grade lawnmower. And, you know, as long as you maintain it and they could cut, you know, make the parts, you could, I mean, it's got a Honda engine on it, and you know, that thing will run forever as long as you don't run it without oil. You know, for a company that still, now they still have, you know, the zero turn mowers and land and high end commercial real estate equipment and that sort of thing, but the dealer up here was telling me, he said, you know, we got really irritated because it does give me a lot of confidence, he said, in continuing to carry their line if I'm going to wake up one day with thousands of customers out here and they can't get parts.
Got a good reason to be apprehensive about that. Yeah, I give our kids down here in Greer Husqvarna chainsaw I bought down there at Northern Tools, and I just got to where I'm too old to crank on that thing or use it, and it's supposedly one of the better chainsaws. Are they still making the chainsaws?
Let's see. I think he said they got out of the Pushmore business, and maybe it was the chainsaws. I don't know. It's one or the other. Well, I know it was the lawnmowers. I just don't know about the chain. It was something else, and I'm not sure what it was.
Here, well, I got a bump here. Oh, brand new highway, and you left a bump in it. But at least they tell you. Well, then, that's not a big problem for us because I bought it, and it was a remanufactured one. And they never had any trouble with it. I mean, not that big a deal anyways. I think I give $189 for it, so ain't the end of the world. It's not like having I guess you got a big zero-turn radius lawnmower there. And I know my brother-in-law back up in Kansas bought one. It was $12,000. And the front of it would raise up so you could get at the blades hydraulically and everything. It was a honey, but I don't think it was Husqvarna.
One of those. XYL put the nicks on that. She's got projects around the house she'd rather spend that kind of money on. That kind of goes with being married, I guess. But anyway, well, surprisingly enough, though, they said that, you know, all the dealers and everybody on these repairs, small engine shops this time of year, they're all running, you know, at least 2 weeks behind, but he said they were caught up, and he'd have me word today or tomorrow on what it needs and what can be done. But those folks up at Marietta, they're real reasonable.
Recommendation. I'll tell you, Dan, I'm very limited in what I can do with regards to things like that. I do mow the lawn. I got a nice John Deere XL370, I think they call it, and it's got a hydraulic mower deck on it, and I really like that because different areas of the lawn I can mow at different heights. And, you know, according to the lay of the land, you need to be able to do that. And I got tired of raising up and down on a handle and all. And so far, knock on wood, I haven't had any problem with that. But, you know, it would be nice to have that other one you was talking about, like my brother-in-law's. And it makes it so much easier to service. I noticed Harbor Freight's got a jack for riding lawnmowers down there, a hydraulic jack. That might be an option to help you get under it and all.
We'll have to consider that. Well, I think they'll probably still be able to fix it. I just had that self-propel mechanism repaired last year at the dealer where I bought it, and I was kind of surprised it went out this soon, but it's an old, it's an older lawnmower now. I think I bought it back in 14. So I hate to junk it because it's still got a, I mean, it's the only lawnmower I've ever had. The engine will start with one pull, even after the winter. I mean it just runs. So those small Honda engines are really nice. Well, Tom, I'm designated here back at the house. I need to run in, but good to hear you, and I appreciate the call, and I'll listen for you final. This is 87LT.
87LT and 02. Did you say that was a rider or a self-propelled pushmower, Dan?
Self-propelled pushmower.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Bernice is laughing here. There's a guy got a trailer hitch in front of us here, and it's got a moose on the trailer hitch ball. It's kind of funny. Well, I bought her a real nice high-end Honda one a few years ago, but she doesn't even use it anymore. But those Honda engines are good. That's all I can say about them. So I hope you have good luck with it. Great to hear you, Dan. 87LT and 0TR 73s.
How do you, Tom? And 0's TR, it's 87LT.
We're coming over I-85 at 14. It looks like they must have had an accident on I-85 or something because it's coming to a stop out there. It's in 0TR.
DJW, KN4BWA. Are you out there doing that lawn stuff? Got up for one good long flight and it started blowing in on me up there. But I got one good flight in. Get off down in the weeds there, buddy. Well, what is the plan for tomorrow, big guy? You reckon we can go fly any? Well, if it's even halfway moderate, I'm going to try to get out there tomorrow morning and get a little bit done. And, who knows, maybe I'll get in the air in the morning, but it sure is nice in the mornings. I've just barely got you in there. Maybe on my end, I don't know. I'm over here on Hudson Road, headed back towards Greer. You let those batteries charge, and I'll talk to you again soon. W4DJW, K4VWA, clear. Yeah, I've got you a little bit better now. Did you up the power? Got you in there now. I can reach you now. I can barely tell what you said that time. You said, can you copy me now, or something like that. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get another opinion in there. Maybe it's on my end. Any station, can you copy W4DJW? I couldn't read you that time. I know you were in there. You tripped the repeater, but I couldn't read you. Now, are you receiving me okay?
Okay, I switched to a different radio and different antenna. You hear me okay now?
Absolutely clean.
Okay, that's disturbing. Hang on a second. Let me switch to a different antenna on that same radio. I want to see if it's the antenna or the radio.
Roger, roger. Standing by. Good clean signal. Can you drop the power down a little bit now?
Watch on that same radio that was bad on the antenna inside the shack.
Sir, you have a antenna or feed line problem. That radio is good and clean, even at 5 watts on that antenna now.
The 15 watts. It might be the switch, not the antenna, that's bad. Let me take the switch out of the loop. A little bit.
Yeah, I'm on the road headed back up to my house. I can hang in there with you for about another 20, 30 minutes.
All right. Give me a few minutes to take this switch out of the loop and see if it's a switch. I know it's not the radio now anyway. That's good.
Just curious, is that an MFJ selector switch for antenna?
You know, it's an Alpha Delta selector switch for an antenna, but I've been using it for years. It's got a lot of years on it.
Well, even at that, an Alpha Delta is good quality stuff. If it said MFJ, I'd have said, yep. I'll be standing by. Do what you need to do there, sir. Dave, I've got a quick phone call. I'll be right back. WKN4, BWA. A reasonable signal there at the start of that transmission, and then it faded off down into the woods. It faded severely. Roger, roger. Standing by. You're just very, barely, barely in there. You just barely tripped the repeater. WKN4, VWA.
All right, there's a duplexer that's in that circuit. I'm going to take the duplexer out next. W4DJW.
Okay, well, you're back in there absolutely solid now, man. What were you on just a second ago?
This is a different radio and a different antenna altogether. This is a D710 on a beam. That's a TS2000 on a 17-foot collinear that has an Alpha Delta, a watt meter, and a duplexer all in line. I'm going through all of them, taking them all out.
What caused it to make it sound like you were on 5 watts and then faded out to nothing?
Hang on a minute. I'm unscrewing coaxes.
Yes, sir. I've got you, but you've got some pretty good static on there. Okay. You've still got some pretty heavy static on that line, on the transmission. And how many watt is that? Okay, well, while you were transmitting right there, you dropped out.
BWA, W4DJW.
Is that Dave?
This is a totally different radio. I don't know how many watts it is. Let me look. Okay, on the same antenna and... How does it sound?
A little bit of weeds on there, but you're perfectly readable. And it seems to be up and down just a little bit.
This radio real good, so it might take me a minute. This is a Yaesu ST400.
Got that power turned way down on that because that ought to be blowing me out over here.
Power off, turn it back on, and it came on VH... Came on, not on the memory side, came on the VFO side, so I was on a different repeater.
So how many watts is it?
LMR 400, the 17-foot collinear that's about 15 years old. Then it might be going bad.
Going bad there, and I still could not read how many watts you're at right now.
50 watts on a ST-400, Yaesu ST-400.
Okay, is there anything between the radio and the antenna?
The transmission line, right, 100 feet of LMR 400, that's all.
Okay, you've got something that's creeped in on your system somewhere. That You should be absolutely blowing me out.
And it's not. Let me put this radio on that mobile antenna.
Absolutely sterile clean. As a matter of fact, you're overdriving the mic just a little bit. Back up. Absolutely. I wouldn't change a thing. That is absolutely full quieting, full signal, clear as a bell. Okay. Well, on your transmission side, you've definitely got something going on between the radio and the antenna. Sir, in my mind, you used both radios on the antenna we were having the problem with, and the issue did not change or improve from either radio. Now, when you, I'll bet you a 50-cent piece if you put that TS-200 over there on your good antenna that you're on now, it'll be perfectly clean. Hopefully it's the TS-200, and if you're on the TS-200 and the same antenna that you were on just a minute ago, absolutely pristine, clear, full quieting. And help you, but just remember, Big Daddy don't get no more than 10 feet off the ground. And by the way, back there, my signal should be getting much better because I was down in a hole at the Appalachian Dam.
Thank you.
RBWA, standing by. Absolutely clean. You still might be overdriving the mic just ever so slightly. Hold it back about 2 feet away. Try that. Absolutely. Try 1 foot. Like you're sitting next to me.
Talking on this radio, which is a totally different setup. Everything. Antenna, transmission line, radio, everything is different on this one. So you wouldn't have heard it on this one, but every now and then I go on crossband repeat, and that's the radio I use for crossband repeat. And when I'm doing that, that's the only time I use that radio, and that's probably about once or twice a week, maybe.
Well, good enough. But I tell you what, I swear I think I've heard you on there, and it's kind of starting to slope down into the weeds. So, but yeah, I'm glad we got that figured out. How's the audio on this end? Is it clean?
Yeah, I hear the road. I can hear the other cars on the road.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, we got that one figured out. So, well, get out there and get your stuff done so we can get clear, baby. Oh, what did you say about tomorrow? You had some stuff to do?
At 1 o'clock, I got to take that D700 to Keith. I got to meet Keith over there at Sphinx Station at 1, over there near Eastside.
Okay. Well, the way the pattern has been running with the wind, right now, it's still borderline for me. According to the weather, it's running about 8 and gusting to about 12, maybe 13 or 14 occasionally, but that's just a little bit much for me. But this morning it was just beautiful, and along about 11 o'clock is when it fired up. So I'm going to try to go in the morning early and try to get over there probably by about the time the grass is drying out enough to fly. But that's what I'm planning on, if the wind is back down again.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I'll be able to join you or not. I got to get ready to go to Florida too. So I got some honeydews that have to get done before we take off next week, the middle of next week, to go to Florida.
Well, I hope the both of you are taking off to go do a little bit of, what do they call that? Me time. Do a little vacation, a little personal respite. So anyhow, hopefully no business involved in it.
Well, it is a vacation on her part. For me, I'm on permanent vacation. But for her, she is taking a vacation. But it's probably going to be the last one we have with my father-in-law, because he's in really bad shape. We were going to go at Christmas, and we decided to wait till now. Because it was just, there were too many other people going at Christmas, and it's kind of slowed down now, so we're going to go see him, and he's getting worse by the day.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that, bud. That's that's always tough to lose somebody like that that's close. Yeah, you got to be there for her. Well, y'all going to drive down or fly?
We're going to drive. When one of us goes, we fly. When both of us goes, we drive, because we can't leave the dog here by herself. We can leave the cat here by herself. We can't leave the dog here by herself. So, and don't want to take the dog on an airplane.
I know what you mean. Okay. Well, y'all just drive safe, and hopefully it's not too far south. You know, swimming to Longboat Key, and that was just a fantastic trip. Oh, my God, it was great. And we were able to go down and just simply vacation. And like I think I've told you before, the only thing I had to fear was a harpoon. You know, the beached whale syndrome.
We're going down there near where you were, I think. Down below where Get FTP is. FTP. Get FPV. Not FTP, FPV. Down there below, down to Fort Myers is where we're headed.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, just drive safe. Be patient. Because I'm going to tell you something. Coming out of the COVID, the idiots are loose. So just be real careful. But I'm sure I'll talk to you before then. So, all right, listen, I'm just about to arrive at my hacienda. And I am going to bug out on you, bud. So be safe. 73s, K4VWA, clear after your final.
All right, thanks for the help with the radio. Well, the antenna. K4VWA, W4DJW, clear.